KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Thlaenad and the Wushkitan of the Akkwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who maintain smokehouses on the tidelands, who park their boats in the harbor, and who gather driftwood for fuel. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories such as these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse our mistakes and gunashchish for your patience as we learn. You're listening to Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. My first guest today is Kate Inge, Marketing and Outreach Coordinator for Juneau Public Libraries. Hello, Kate.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. Thank you very much. Talking to you on the first Tuesday of the month kind of gives me a sense of normalcy, so I'm glad we could keep this appointment.
I know. Even when things have gotten so crazy and we're kind of been, especially at the library, been shuffled around, at least I have the first Tuesday to look forward to and to talk to you.
The last time we talked, the library had just closed for the month of March. Yep. Mm-hmm. What is the status of your closure now and your employees?
So right now we're closed for the month of April because of some extended health mandates that came out. We're keeping our fingers crossed that we're going to be able to reopen in May, and we'll be letting everybody know. We're pretty much going to shout it from the rooftops. As soon as we know when we can reopen, we'll let everybody know.
Great. And I know you're working from home. That's the case with most library employees. Is there anything still happening on site?
There's a couple of us who are working from home. I'm one of the lucky / unlucky ones, because I miss all my coworkers. But I'm here so I can do most of my work from home. There are still a handful of library employees still at the library, both at the Valley and the downtown library. I think you mentioned before we came on the radio, but I'm sure you and everybody has seen the Hunker Down Juneau signs that are at the downtown library and at the Valley. Those were done by our Catherine Melville and Sarah Mills put them up. So we just wanted to pass that message along. And there's still some people. We still have some library tasks that we can do. We're still answering the phone 7 days a week. So if you have a question about your library account or having issues with your library card or accessing any digital resources, or you have a quick reference question, you can please call us at 586-5249, and there will be somebody who will answer the phone.
That's great. Yes, I love the signs. Thanks for giving the credit on who put those up. It was such a great idea. They're getting a lot of attention, and they're fun to see. And then I just wanted to ask if you could remind everybody about getting a library card if they don't have one yet. I know you guys are making it super easy right now.
Yeah, so we relaxed our kind of our requirements to get a library card. Normally you have to come into the library with a photo ID, but right now while we're closed, all you have to do is give us a call and we'll try to get down your contact information, address, phone number, your name, and then we'll issue you a library card number over the phone. We'll just give it to you right then, and then we'll mail you a physical copy that should get to you within 2 or 3 days. It's pretty quick because it's local mail.
All right. Well, thanks for those updates. Now, I can't think of a better person than a library representative to talk to us about what to read during this pandemic when we're all stuck at home and social isolating. I know you have some recommendations that you want to share, but let's start with what you yourself are enjoying. What are you reading right now?
So I'm reading two things right now. I'm reading the Overdrive's Big Library Read, Funny You Don't Look Autistic, which is a biography.
One.
Yeah, about this comedian from Canada. And it's really funny. It's a pretty quick read. And right now, there's no hold or wait time for it to download this book. You can just go right in and borrow it on Overdrive or Libby and get instant access to it.
All right. And then Do you have any staff recommendations that you wanted to share?
Let's see. So what I did, I don't have them. There's a whole bunch and I don't have the whole list with me, but like at the end of 2019, I asked library staff what was the best books that they read, and everybody sent me a whole host of different titles, nonfiction and fiction. And I put them up on Facebook. Well, last week I put up the same list. I made a photo album on the library's Facebook page with direct links to the books. So you can find them on Alaska Digital Library, Hoopla, EBSCO eBooks. So you can find that photo album. And if anything looks interesting, you can go click on the link. It'll take you right to the book online.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
Put it all in one place.
Yeah. I'm really excited. Somebody last year recommended George Takei's graphic novel memoir, They Called Us Enemy. And right now that's available on Hoopla, and it's a Hoopla bonus borrow, so you don't have to use a credit to use it. So I can just go right in and download it. And I'm really excited to read that one.
Excellent. Excellent. And while we're talking books, I was wondering if you would read us a selection, please, of a book of your choice. Give us a little taste of something we might get excited about.
So like I told you earlier, I was going to read The Hobbit and then I chickened out. And so instead, because it's April is National Poetry Month, I decided to read a poem by Emily Dickinson instead.
Oh, that sounds lovely. All right, go ahead. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. So this is a Hope is the Thing with Feathers. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings a tune without the words and never stops at all. And sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea, yet never in extremity it asked a crumb of me.
That's it. All right. Yeah. Great. Thank you. That's nice. A very appropriate choice. Thank you for reading that for us.
Next time when I have a bit more time to practice, I'll read The Hobbit, or I'll have something more.
Oh, you did great. No worries.
Challenging.
I myself started reading The Outsider by Stephen King.
Oh, I've read that one.
Yeah. It's good, but it's terrifying. So,
yeah.
spending time home alone, I don't know. Yep. Maybe it wasn't the best choice, but I'm still really into it. It's actually an audio book. Yep. I also heard that he's going to be on Fresh Air tomorrow. So if our listeners like me tune into Fresh Air before you listen to Juno Afternoon, you can hear Terry and Stephen talking.
Oh, fun. I actually was reading another Stephen King book, Mercedes. And I had to stop because it was just kind of too much. Like, I like Stephen King. I've been reading a lot of his books. I can't wait to finish it, but I kind of had to step back and take a break and read something a little bit more gentle. So I read a cozy mystery instead.
Excellent. Excellent. Mr. Mercedes and The Outsider are linked, as you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I have a practical question. This is about operations. Sure. If we have books to return, because I'm kind of getting through my stack, do you want us to hold on to those or do you want us to go ahead and bring them back?
You're more than welcome to hold on to them. You don't need to return them. If the stack gets to be too much, or if you're one of those people who's just like, I can't have library books, I have to return them. our book drops are open and we are checking our book drops. But as soon as we shut down and many of our consortium partners and other libraries around the state also are closed, we changed everybody's due dates to be, older items are due back May 15th. So you're not going to have to worry about things becoming due. So you can hold on to them until we're open.
All right. Lastly, what online resources would you like to talk about today? You guys are always doing all kinds of stuff. And I know with the library being closed, a lot of it's been moved to an online platform.
Yeah. Yeah. So right now, I kind of wanted to mention, I mentioned it earlier, and this will come apparent. I asked you to pick Prince's 1999 to play after this segment. And the reason I did that is actually some of our online resources, Canopy, I think I talked about earlier, and now Hoopla, have made a section of their catalog like credit free. Hoopla is calling them bonus borrows. And Prince's great, the album Prince's Greatest Hits is actually one of the bonus borrows, along with a whole, like, a 35 other music CDs, a bunch of TV and movies. So these are all things you can take a look at and watch or listen or read without having to use one of your monthly credits.
That is awesome news.
Yes.
a lifelong fan of Prince, so I am happy to hear that. Yes. And now hopefully lots of other people will too.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us today, Kate?
I feel like there was something I was going to mention, and then I forgot, and I'm going to remember as soon as we hang up. I just want to say that we miss all of our patrons. We love you all. We're excited to reopen. Thank you for hanging in there with us while we're closed. And if you just need any help regarding your library account or any of our online resources, please give us a call and check our website and Facebook for updates. Because as soon as we make any kind of changes, or if we have any programming that we've organized, any virtual programming, we'll announce it to everybody.
Great. And can you give us your phone number one more time, Kate?
Oh, yeah. It's 586-5249.
Kate Inge, Juno Public Libraries. Thank you so much for speaking with me today. And we'll talk next month.
Right. Yeah. See you next month. Hopefully.
Bye. Bye. Bye-bye.